Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Now, polls out there in the battleground states are even closer than they are nationally. One reporter describes the seven-state race as the equivalent of a knife fight in a phone booth. Wow. See, a knife fight in a phone booth is notoriously difficult because it involves close quarters and finding a phone booth. There aren't any. These days, Superman has to change in the Jamba Juice.
He got me at the end.
Yeah.
Knife fight in a phone booth. So one quick thing about the presidential election and polling. Quick. And then I want to jump. But, so Nate Silver is one of the more popular pollster people in America right now. And he does this thing, which I really like, where he looks at the polls in the different states and then the electoral college map. Cause that's how we actually elect presidents. So we look at so many polls that have nothing to do with the way you elect president. So if you looked at the likelihood currently today, yesterday, September 3rd, if you look at the likelihood of who's going to win which state and then apply how many electoral votes you get per the state, the current, Nate Silver forecast is Trump has got about a 57% chance of winning and Kamala Harris 43. 57 Trump, 43 Harris.
Okay, interesting.
His point being, it's not as close as the polls show it to be, because it's really, really hard for Kamala Harris to come up with 270 electoral votes. There are very few ways that she can do it.
Well, and given the month she's had, failed is like the luckiest best in political history.
Good point.
The fact that that's still the case, I think, is a fairly powerful indication. But you're right. Looking at national polls, for instance, it reminds me of reading the old Farmer's Almanac for your weather forecast. You know, crows in the corn, winter by morn. Why don't we just take a look at the weather forecast? There's no need to rely, well, she's up 2% nationally. No, look at the freaking states. Anyway, that takes time and money, though.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, going to touch on a bunch of stuff fairly quickly, affectionately known behind the scenes as Bingo Bango Bongo. A bunch of stories probably you ought to be aware of, and none of which needs a half an hour of fleshing out. For instance, this. Absolutely outrageous. This reporting. This is a summary of a six-month investigation by the Washington Post, the liberal Washington Post. Chinese diplomats and pro-China diaspora groups, meaning, you know, Chinese nationals living in the country, based in the U.S., organized demonstrations in San Francisco that harassed and silenced protesters opposed to Beijing's policies, including through violence, during Xi Jinping's visit to the city in November. The CCP is willing to extend its intolerance of any dissent into the United States, into our territory, and targeted people exercising their First Amendment rights in an American city. Where is the administration on this?
Yeah, no kidding. And so this kind of fits in with that story we found out a year or two ago where they had jails in a lot of our major cities.
Well, they still do.
Chinese Communist Party set up jails in cities around the country and jail people. What the hell?
Yeah, they're, don't picture like a formal jail with bars and electronic in and out buttons and that sort of thing. It's very much like the coyotes imprison illegal immigrants and then demand ransoms and additional payments from their families to turn them loose. They're informal jails. But yeah, they exist in a bunch of different American cities. They're just, you know, under deep cover. Anyway, a number of diaspora group leaders have long-standing links to Beijing. According to Chinese state media, et cetera, the investigation into Xi's visit to San Francisco during that APEC summit is based on the analysis of more than 2,000 photos and videos from a Hong Kong several Hong Kong democracy groups. The Post also used facial recognition software to search more than 21 hours of footage to identify the actions of some of these people. Some of the most violent figures were wearing face masks, sunglasses, and hats that obscured their faces, could not be identified. But here's what they were actually doing.
So yes. The guys in the hats and the sunglasses, do they live here in the United States, or they just traveled here when President Xi came here?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. The most extreme violence was instigated by pro-CCP activists carried out by coordinated groups of young men embedded among them. Anti-Xi protesters were attacked with extended flagpoles and chemical spray, punched, kicked, and had fistful of sand thrown in their face.
Wow, if that can happen in the damned United States of America, imagine what it's like in any of those Belt and Road countries around the world where they
please.
It's got to be terrifying in a whole bunch of those African nations or, you know, name your country around the world where you think, man, if I say anything against the Chinese, I'm going to get the hell beat down to me. I better keep my mouth shut. I mean, if it can happen in the San Francisco, Lord, what is it like in countries you can't even name?
Countries that don't have the First Amendment and are entirely beholden to China. Yeah, forget it. No, your own authorities would beat you down. The Chinese don't need to.
Wow.
Videos show at least four Chinese diplomats, actual registered Chinese diplomats from the consulates in L.A. and San Francisco among the crowd of CCP, pro-CCP protesters, sometimes directly interacting with aggressive actors over 4 days of protests. Chinese diplomats hired at least 60 private security guards to quote-unquote protect Chinese diaspora groups gathered to welcome Xi. They hired and brought dozens of goons to beat up anybody who dared dissent in the United States. Enough said.
That is frightening. Yes. Remember when Turkey did that years ago?
It's frightening and it pisses me off.
Pisses me off, too, just like it pissed me off when Turkey did that years ago. And that story just went away. There was not near enough pushback when a whole bunch of thugs representing the government of Turkey beat down U.S. citizens in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they charged out of the embassy and beat people down.
God dang it.
Yeah, I know it, man. And I want to talk at some point about the American hostage who was executed by Hamas and the reaction to that. Because speaking of things that have really torqued me lately, I think our lack of reaction to provocations like we're discussing is a real symptom of being a debauched country. A country that just, you hit us and we're like, there's nothing I can do. I've been taught to defer to the authorities and the authorities do nothing. Anyway, a shocking leak suggests your phone really is listening in on your conversations.
No way. You should have told me to sit down.
Well, knock me down with an iPhone. An apparent pitch deck. Do you know what a pitch deck is? It's it's like your deck. It's your PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, okay.
Pitch deck from one of Facebook's alleged marketing partners appears to detail how the firm eavesdrops on U.S. conversations to create, users' conversations to create targeted ads. In a slideshow, Cox Media Group claims that its active listening software uses AI to collect and analyze real-time intent data by listening to what you say through your phone, laptop, or home assistant microphone. Advertisers can pair this voice data with behavioral data to target in-market consumers. We're listening to everything they say, and you can use this to sell them ads. And all the big tech companies said, no, we don't even know who these people are. We've stopped working with them. We nothing to see here.
I have the same position on this I've always had. So I was in somebody's new truck the other day, and I said, you see this right here? Like, they got the new fanciest truck you can get. I'm not going to name the brand, but it's one of your big American brands, like the biggest. And I said, see that right there? That's a camera looking at you all the time. I said, I got one in my Tesla. And so that's watching you all the time, and they're probably recording you or whatever whenever you drive for whatever reason. And got into this whole conversation because I believe all these companies, if they can watch, they are. If they can listen, they are. And so far, that's turned out to be true over and over and over again. There's just too much money involved in them looking or listening. If they can sell that data to any group that wants to know, you know, your driving habits, your coffee drinking habits, your whatever the hell.
Data is the new oil, somebody said fairly recently, and I thought, wow, okay, that's good comparison.
That Asian presidential candidate that ran, who's Yang?
Andrew Yang?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And so just to make it all the more clear, this is the specific PowerPoint, slide from this Cox Media Group people. Predictive audience technology overview. 1. Consumers leave a data trail based on their conversations and online behavior. 2. AI collects and analyzes this behavioral and voice data from 470 different sources. 3. Processing voice data with behavioral data identifies an audience who is ready to buy. We take this data and align it with your products and services to build an audience list in a defined 10-mile radius, et cetera, et cetera. It just states it out.
So the only way this is going to stop is if the penalties are so high. It's against the law, and the penalties are so
high. Executions.
You're going to have
Mark
to make
Zuckerberg
it
dangling. Oh, my, that'll get your attention. Well, barbaric!
I've been wanting the European model for a long time. Their stuff is opt-in as opposed to opt-out. Everything should, privacy should be the norm, the assumed, unless you opt-in. If you, for some reason, you're the sort of person that says, no, you can, you know, you can sell my data or read my emails or listen to me or whatever, go ahead. But
give me all of your delicious cookies.
It should be an opt-in as opposed to I've got to read through a whole bunch of stuff and opt out. But currently you don't even get the option to opt out.
All right. Finally, because we ought to take a break, we've got so many things that would be fun to get to. We'll squeeze in as many as we can. But you know how occasionally you come across a story or a thought and you don't even want to broadcast it because you don't want the bad guys to hear it.
Okay.
And the reaction is usually, I remember, you know, post 9/11, we would have conversations about ways terrorists could, you know, throw terror around, terrify people. And we'd think, wow, I don't even want to say this one out loud. This is one of those headlines.
I always assume, being of average intelligence, that if I've thought of it, smart people have already thought of it, but.
Yeah, and there are certainly smart evildoers, but this one really bothered me in the wake of the assassination attempt on Donald J. the other day, which was a rifle, same weapon used to take out JFK, for the love of heaven, 60-plus years ago. Here's your headline.
Is it the same sort of rifle that Tim Walz carried in Afghanistan?
Oh, boy. Wow.
Mind your own damn business.
I don't know why I went there.
I secretly enjoyed it. All right, so here's your chilling headline. The next would-be assassin may be a drone pilot, and U.S. law enforcement does not look ready.
Oof.
An alienated dumbass with a rifle on a roof of an obvious building to secure damn near took out the would-be president. A drone pilot with some explosives? How would the Secret Service have reacted to, what's that buzzing sound? Oh, it's a drone. Then what happens?
Right.
Yikes.
I hope they've thought about that.
It's not going to be good enough to have the president behind a big sheet of bulletproof glass anymore, a couple of them. He's going to have to be under a dome.
Wow. I wonder if the era of candidates being outside will end. I never thought about that. Yeah, I mean, looking at what they're doing in Russia and Ukraine with those drone attacks. Oof. Okay.
Oof is right.
That's an interesting one. If you have any thoughts on that or any of the things we've said, you can text us, of course, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football.
Season-long fantasy takes so much time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every day.
The app is really simple to use. You pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you can win up to 100 times your money.
On Prize Picks, you can still cash out even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure.
Not only that, but Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss.
Just some of the many ways Prize Picks puts its members first.
Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code Armstrong and get $50 instantly when you play $5.
That's the code Armstrong on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5.
You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed.
Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Hey, I'm going to let you in on a wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to think that unlimited data is fantastic. Well, the fact is, it's not. Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you need. With just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data, plus mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Save money, same service with Pure Talk.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
Not fun.
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. A dollar from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
So that's the audio of obviously a vision-heavy ad for the NFL, which kicks off tomorrow night with the defending two-time champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, playing the Baltimore Ravens. But so the criticism on that is that that ad featured Taylor Swift. Who grabbed that? Somebody said that during the pre-show meeting.
Michael?
Or Katie?
Katie, no, anybody?
That was me.
Okay, and so what's Taylor Swift's role in that?
So as you're watching that, they show her in the stands cheering like crazy 5 times in that 30 seconds.
5 seems like a lot.
Yeah.
In a 30-second ad.
Yeah.
I think 1 would have been pushing it with a ton of fans who would have said, oh, her again. But 5? And I realize they're making a big push to bring in more women.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bet they have other ads that have different emphasis.
You know, it might be similar to the whole politics discussions we've had, where the people that are with you are going to be hard to get rid of. So bring in new people. And so somebody who's a hardcore football fan is going to say, that's it, I'm no longer going to watch the NFL, my favorite TV show that I've been looking forward to all summer. Because
no,
they'll
roll their eyes and they'll complain about it while watching football with their buddies.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. They'll take to Twitter and do what they did and go, what the hell is this?
5 is a lot. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
As a Chiefs fan, I wish they had committed last year to a three-peat. If you're old enough, you remember way back in the day, mid-80s, sometime like that, the L.A. Lakers, the coach for the Lakers, after they won their championship in the locker room said, and we're going to repeat next year, I guarantee it. And it committed the team in a way that otherwise wouldn't happen. It's like, oh, God, we got some goals. And I was wishing the Chiefs would have done that last year because, man, they had a lot of players out driving cars too fast and getting into various scrapes and trouble and stuff like that that you might not have done if you were committed to the idea of, hey, let's be the most special thing that has ever happened, as opposed to partying all summer long. But anyway.
I have never managed a group of 100-plus, when you talk about the practice squad and guys trying to make the team, that sort of thing, of violent young men.
Or
that's got to be a challenging management job.
That's an interesting point. I wonder if that would work now. The mid-'80s attitude of sports stars, as we've talked about and read about, much different than the young millionaire of today.
Sure.
Who is not particularly interested in what you think about things as the coach or the owners or whatever.
Right. I don't love the idea of going to Tennessee and losing 12 games, but if I get paid, that's what I'm going to do.
Interesting. One other thing from the world of sports. Have you noticed that Kamala Harris now wears earbuds or headphones all the time to avoid having to answer any questions? She gets off the bus or the plane or whatever, and she's got, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm listening to music. You know how I am. I'm super into music.
She had them in, and she took a phone call by putting her phone up to her ear.
Oh, while she had
while they were in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, whatever you got to do to make sure you don't answer any questions for the next
ever
61 days. Wonder if it'll work.
Armstrong and Getty.
How would you like to finally lose all those unwanted pounds quickly without spending thousands on painful injections or prescriptions? Hi, it's Donna Simpson, health and wellness expert. You probably know someone that is using Ozempic, the hottest diet craze in the country. Everyone knows about this prescription injection. Celebs use it to look their best. The problem is most of us can't afford Ozempic, and these injections can be so uncomfortable. Now you can lose the weight just as easily, but with no needles, no expensive prices, no side effects, and no worries. You need to try Lozempic, a new miracle weight loss breakthrough that performs so well it's been called nature's Ozempic. Lozempic is an easy-to-take diet pill now available without a prescription, being used by thousands to get rid of those unwanted pounds. So call now and find out how to get a free bottle.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Lozempic, call 800-686-2430, 800-686-2430. Free bottles for limited time, so call 800-686-2430. That's 800-686-2430.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
One of the most fascinating things that happened with the 1918 influenza, the last big pandemic the world had before COVID, was how it disappeared from history shortly after it ended, because I guess people didn't want to talk about it anymore. Problem with that is
unpleasant fare.
Problem with that is you don't learn any lessons, which we all realize, if you don't discuss these things.
You probably recognize the name Dr. Marty McCary. If you watch Fox News, read the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal, Dr. McCary, and we played quite a few clips of him during and after COVID, was a refreshingly independent voice about both COVID, the responses to it. And one of my favorite aspects of Dr. McCary and what he does, and we're going to talk to him in just a second, is that if he didn't know, he would say, "We don't know that yet," which we need much more of.
You need to stand 6 feet apart. Science.
All right. All right. I trust the science. Dr. McCary is the author of a forthcoming book, Blind Spots, When Medicine Gets It Wrong and What It Means for Our Health. New York Times bestselling author, healthcare expert at Johns Hopkins. Dr. McCary, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to opening day for the NFL tonight and watching the Ravens. Good to be with you guys.
Awesome.
Ooh, good team to root for, the mighty Ravens. So the book, I'm guessing, Blind Spots When Medicine Gets It Wrong, was inspired in large measure by the response to COVID?
Well, I actually don't talk much about COVID in the book. A lot of people are become very tribal about it. You can't have a lot of conversation. But COVID was a sneak peek into how a broader medical establishment works. And when they issue broad recommendations, be it the food pyramid or the wrong advice on how to prevent peanut allergies, and you go down the list, many of our modern day health crises have actually been caused by or hastened by the medical establishment giving wrong information out there. So there's a lot of misinformation in health and science, and that's why I wrote this. People need to know the truth about the obesity epidemic, why autism is going up, the real causes of heart disease. So I present the latest research on all these topics in the book Blind Spots.
Wow, I had what I thought was a really good follow-up question, but I find myself wanting to know the answer to all of those things you just teased, each one of them. As a parent of a kid on the autism spectrum, for instance, what clues do we have for what's going on there?
Well, autism is going up 14% every year over the last 23 years. So it's up 317% over that time period. No one in the medical field is stopping and putting their head up and looking around and say, what's going on here? No one's asking these big questions. And it turns out that we've got some good preliminary data that when the microbiome is altered, that is the garden of millions of different bacteria that line the GI tract, when that organ system is altered, that appears to be associated with autism. And there's a lot of things that alter the microbiome, from the ultra-processed foods and potentially the pesticides, the heavy metals, microplastics. We're understanding that kids born by C-section have a different microbiome. And now that has been associated with the rise in colon cancer that we're seeing in young people. So there's some incredible scientific research out there that when I look at these studies and share them with my colleagues, other doctors at Johns Hopkins Hospital, they're shocked by that research. And so I thought, why not share this research directly with the public in a book?
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to my at least reasonably high-quality follow-up question, which was going to be, we're fairly familiar with the history of the food pyramid and the influence of the cereal companies in the 50s and 60s.
Eat margarine!
Oh, my God. Eat lots and lots of carbs, always carbs. We kind of understand what the motivation was there. What are some of the other things that motivate the medical establishment to push things that are, you know, not entirely true or not true at all?
Well, look, big pharma and the food industry that is profiting off of these highly addictive foods that are engineered to not make you feel full, but to make you want more, and you sort of never feel like you're full. Your hunger increases as you eat, which is backwards. And big ag. These industries have captured not only the regulators and the government in their recommendations, but also the medical profession. Heck, most of our funding for research comes from pharma. And so the only thing we really study are drugs, and we make people sick. We ignore all the poison food and environmental exposures, and we just medicate people. And we've done a terrible thing to doctors. We've told them, just put your head down and prescribe these medications every time you see these things. We've got the most over-medicated population in the history of the world. And at no point is anyone saying, what's going on here? What's the big picture? But I think it's a lot of the big industry. It's the medical industrial complex. And a group of doctors now are pushing back. We're pushing back, and we're going straight to the public and bringing the case directly to them.
Well, there'd be a cultural aspect to this, too. Obviously, the profit motive and everything like that, but then there's the cultural aspect of doctors aren't supposed to tell anybody, hey, you're fat and you need to start eating different, because then they're going to get a bad review and all that sort of stuff. So that's its own problem.
Yeah, there's a consumerist culture. There's groupthink in medicine. You saw it during COVID, and no one could talk about obesity. It was a forbidden topic. All of the discussion, we talked about COVID incessantly for 3 years. No one ever mentioned the number one modifiable risk factor of dying of COVID, and that is what we call metabolic syndrome, prediabetes, diabetes, and obesity. And that is 100% modifiable. That is a foodborne illness.
So interesting. I'm so lucky. My primary care doctor said to me the other day, my job is to get you to 100 years old with as little medication as possible. And I thought, yeah, I can climb on board that plan.
And
I
you said,
it was terrific.
And you said, I want a second opinion. And he said, you're ugly, too.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, listen, I'm about to ask a question of Dr. Marty McCary that would require another book to answer. But in Stephen Brill's great book, Bitter Pill, he's talking about the American medical care system, which is even more screwed up than it was when he wrote the book. Are there a couple of things you would recommend government do in terms of the American healthcare system? What would they be? Because it feels like, as Brill put it, the government's not involved where it needs to be most and over-involved where it ought to get the hell out of the way.
Well, we got to get rid of a lot of these conflicts of interest. We've got to get a fresh set of leadership. All these dinosaurs at the NIH and these institutions, none of them have ever, I've never heard any of them apologize for any one of their 20 major errors during COVID. And so people are hungry for honesty. A study just came out showing that only 40% of the American public now trust hospitals and doctors. That's down from 65% 4 years ago. So we need some humility. We need to get rid of these conflicts of interest. We need fresh leadership, and we need to get rid of the capture by big pharma. You know, we've subsidized a lot of the poison in our food. A lot of these derivatives come from food subsidies. Maybe we need to talk about changing the school lunch program instead of putting every kid on Ozempic. Maybe we need to talk about environmental exposures that cause cancer, not just the chemotherapy to treat it. We've got to talk about food as medicine and a whole new approach to health, because we've got 50% of our nation's children now obese or overweight, and a quarter are dealing with prediabetes. That is not a healthy prospect. And the only thing the medical industrial complex is saying is we got to medicate more people, and that is not the answer.
You've talked a lot about what we eat for obvious reasons. What have you eaten today?
Well, I'm going to take a break and go to the gym here as soon as we're done. I like to have eggs in the morning, some natural healthy juices with no added sugar. And then I might have some nuts or skip lunch and then just go straight to dinner. It's like the medical field has discovered things that we've known about since biblical times. There's benefits to fasting, whole foods, clean meats. There's nothing wrong with meat. And meditation. These are all biblical principles, but it's like we're rediscovering them in the modern medical literature.
Excellent point.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Marty McCary's new book is Blind Spots, When Medicine Gets It Wrong and What It Means for Our Health. It's coming out like next week, right?
Yeah, it's coming out next week. I'm really excited about this book, so thanks for mentioning it.
We might have you back on again.
We'd be delighted if we could talk again. The book sounds terrific. There are so many topics that we could discuss with you. We know you've got a tight schedule. I mean, for instance, I know your field surgically is transplants, correct? I mean, that's your chief specialty?
Gastrointestinal surgery and surgical oncology and pancreas islet transplants has been my clinical focus. But I spend now most of my time doing public health research, trying to challenge the deeply held assumptions in medicine. And I don't think Dr. Fauci is going to be sending me a Christmas card this year.
Oh, yeah. Nor Mark Zuckerberg, who owes you a hell of an apology, speaking of trying to silence any dissent during the COVID period, including learned and well-informed dissent. Dr. McCary, great to talk to you. I hope we can do it again.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
That whole
Our pleasure.
That whole thing he just described that he does, I was going to do that, but I decided to be a disc jockey. So.
pancreatic, pan transplant, gastrointestinal.
That's what I was going to do. That's what I was planning on doing, and then I became a disc jockey. So he had some eggs,
natural juices,
and then he's going to have some nuts later, and then skip to lunch.
Handful of nuts, and go to dinner. Right.
That sounds like a good idea.
Where he's going to have a giant stack of pancakes.
Right. He's going to go to IHOP and then stop by and get a McFlurry on the way home.
Exactly. And then eat an entire pie in his
while watching Netflix.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. You know, at the risk of getting off on a long tangent, having talked to Craig, the healthcare guru through the years and reading about this stuff, the main thing to know is that the relationship between government-paid health care and private insurance and privately paid health care is so mobbed up and dishonest. It is a giant scam. It might be the biggest scam in the history of mankind, that if you're on Medicare, you pay a quarter of what I pay, and the government forces the doctor to see you, or they'll screw him in various ways that only the federal government can do. So, and the doctor's saying, well, I'll be out of business in 10 minutes if this is what I get compensated. And so we, the rest of us, pay the quadruple price to keep the docs and the hospitals in business. Meanwhile, in Congress, they're saying, we're taking care of your medical needs through our generous federal programs.
Oh.
And it's so freaking dishonest.
And I heard a breakdown. So Kamala's interview the other night where she mentioned, I think, twice the whole, we took the diabetic drugs now cost insulin is blah, blah, blah. And somebody broke down the reality of that. Oh, what they cost before, what they cost now is a tiny advantage. And for a very tiny number of people that are in the situation where that would matter. So it was just, you know, nobody ever looks into that stuff. Sounds really good.
So the idea of like socialized medicine, government medicine, is it's a terrible idea in so many ways, but at least it would be straightforward. At least you could look at the books and see the money going in, the money going out, the level of service, the rest of it. The current system is a hall of mirrors shrouded in fog.
Joe Getty wants Hillary care.
That was the takeaway. Well summarized.
The doctor might be smarter than me, but if he turns on the Ravens tonight, he's going to be disappointed. The game is tomorrow night, Chiefs-Ravens, kickoff of the NFL season. So he got that wrong. He's probably right about eating the nuts and the eggs. He's wrong about when the game is. More on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. Credit for deciding in the middle of rush hour traffic to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years, we've been helping students receive the credit they deserve.
With more than 135 degrees and certificates, students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. At UMGC, you'll find everything, online to hybrid courses, lifetime career services to scholarship opportunities, making your education journey flexible, fast, and affordable. Undergraduate and most graduate courses start September 18th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, guys, I heard that Delta Airlines passenger was removed from a flight in Florida for wearing a T-shirt that showed Trump flipping the middle finger and the words, "Hot Tour."
Yep, Delta kicked him off, and then Spirit said, welcome aboard, Captain. Ready to fly? Let's go.
So, okay, when I originally heard that story, it was a man kicked off a plane for wearing a Trump T-shirt. Outrageous! But it's Trump flipping somebody off, so it is obscene, they're claiming. Coarse and obscene. Although, man, I see a lot of people in some relatively coarse, obscene clothing out about. I don't know about on a particular airline. Anywho, did you listen to Trump's interview with Lex Fridman that came out yesterday? Lex Fridman's podcaster. Interesting dude. Does super long podcasts with anybody. He'll talk to anybody. His whole thing is, I want everybody to know what various people are about. So he'll talk to KKK members or communists or everybody. He's had Elon on for hours on every topic you can imagine. He's an MIT engineer, Lex Fridman is. Anyway, he had Trump on yesterday.
I find it a tad dry.
He is dry.
Yeah.
But he gets great guests, and he has gazillions of listeners. That's why he gets the great guests. And Trump has been doing the rounds of all the big podcasts trying to reach a specific audience. He has done Lex Fridman yesterday. He's done Logan Paul. Some of these people I don't know. The Nelk Boys. My son knows who that is, but I've never listened to the Nelk Boys. Aiden Ross, another person I don't know. The comedian Theo Vaughn, I do know him. But anyway, a lot of your bigger podcasts where you reach a lot of young men who might not necessarily watch Meet the Press or 60 Minutes or read the Washington Post, listen to these podcasts, and Trump's trying to reach that crowd. Anyway, on Lex Fridman yesterday, this is the big news is that he said he lost the election in 2020 by a whisker.
Wow.
First time he's ever said anything like that or even close to that.
Yeah, how interesting. Yeah, we could delve into that. But what podcast has Kamala Harris been doing lately? Oh, that's right. She never talks to anyone about anything.
Even friendlies. She hasn't even done a Gail King sort of tell us about, you know, your hairstyles through the years. She hasn't done anything.
Right. I mean, and the one friendly interview she did with Dana Bash ended up with just piles of horse manure out of both her and the old coach.
So a quick thing, this comes up and people bring it up to me now and then. Several years ago, Katie, you might not know this. Several years ago, our old producer, Sean, made $1,000 off of me by eating 72 hot dogs in a week. I didn't think anybody could do that. So Joey Chestnut set the new record over the weekend on a Netflix special, 83 hot dogs. You would have to eat 12 hot dogs every day of the week. On Sunday, you can only eat 11. And I don't think anybody can do that. I would give somebody $1,000 if they could do that, because I don't think I'm going to lose my money. Do you have any interest?
No. The way I would feel after, no.
Definitely not, no.
Joe doesn't.
Not for $50,000.
And I assume Handsome. Well, I don't think you could if you wanted to. And I don't think Handsome wants to, so.
Exactly. There would just be lots of vomiting, then I would lose the bet.
Even if you tried to eat 12 hot dogs a day, let alone in 10 minutes.
I'm getting sick thinking about it.
Well, that'd be four hot dogs each of three meals. Oh. Oh, my God.
Not a chance.
I couldn't make it through a single day, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
Nope. We got a lot more important news on the way. Hope you can stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Suffer from headaches, general inflammation, or arthritis? Millions do, while taking traditional drugs engineered to treat symptoms and create ongoing sales. Introducing Vibe, a novel iPod-sized device using pulse resonance frequency to achieve study-backed results on par or in many cases better than traditional drugs. Magnetic frequency therapy from Vibe, whose founder happens to be a rocket scientist, not a sales scientist. Eye-opening study data, hope, and vibes now for only $249 at NoDrugTherapy.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.